Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello. Hello. Thank you. The Brazilians in the chat. How's everybody doing today? Doing good? How are we doing? How are we feeling today? How are we feeling? We good?
My mom used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger?
Oh, the interview went super well. It was super fucking well. Why did I even click on this? I literally covered the bubble couch. I don't need to know about the bubble couch. Yeah, I went like, it was great. Naomi's great. Very informed. Learned a lot. Thanks. Yeah, we're doing more interviews. I have another one tomorrow. And then one on Friday. And then I'm booking two more for next week. I'm going to start spacing them out every other day. Damn, they got Damn Homie on this? I know her. No Jumper really hired Damn Homie. I'm not surprised. She actually works really well with her brand. Or maybe they just interviewed her. Nah, they got her on a panel. Yeah, makes sense. No, so the interviews aren't meant to be live. I just did it live yesterday because Vosh wanted to do it. Naomi wanted to do it live on hers today, but I didn't do it live. I'd rather not do it live. The next few ones I'm going to do aren't going to be live. One I can't even do, the one on Friday I can't even do live because it's for somebody who's abroad. They're in like... They're in like Ukraine. So it's going to be like hard to do it live. Oliver Stone was on Rogan again? Holy shit. The Red Pill Bachelor? Ah! Why? Is it going to be a cast of 15-year-olds? Is that what's going to happen? Is it going to be Nico trying to smash 15-year-olds? Because that's really what's been going on with him. The explosion sound right before you mentioned they were in Ukraine. Yeah, whoever did that, that's very offensive. You're about to get canceled for doing that. Very offensive. I haven't watched this new Mr. Beast video. Anybody watch this new Mr. Beast video? Mischief is going to Rumble. Twitch may be seeing some crazy competition. Twitch about the... Am I on vacation? No, I never take a vacation. Why would I ever take a vacation? Oh, you know Mischief? That's good. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fake Mr. Olympia contest cycle. Oh, yeah, Mr. Beast is like 6'4". I just found out that the other day. I'm the same height as Mr. Beast. Mmm. He used to fix a computer for you? That's nice. Oh, yeah, we can watch that. So you guys see this? This MAGA rapper who went viral a couple days ago? I'm so happy that every time I fucking open this shit, all of my fucking DMs are open. Yo, fuck Twitter, man. You guys see this MAGA rapper? The dude is so cringe. I honestly, one of my most popular, most liked posts ever was in response to this. Where is this? The fuck? Where is this? I'm so proud of this. I got like 15,000 likes on this reply. Target, rap. Here we go. Nope. 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 Where is it? Where is it? Nah. Benny Johnson. Here we go. This is the one. Yeah, look at that. At one point, it was at 21K. I was like, I may ratio him because I was almost at 15K here. Mine kind of stopped, slowed down a little bit. 39K. This would have been a good ratio. Yeah. Okay, this is so fucking cringe. The worst part about it is how the fuck is this woke? This motherfucker with a bunch of tampons? How are tampons woke? You dumb motherfucker. How are tampons woke? You're saying that selling tampons at Walmart is woke? What a fucking idiot. How are tampons woke, bro? Come on. So, and then the weirdest part is this dude in the kids aisle. Listen to what he raps about in the kids aisle. Where is this guy? Here we go. In the kids aisle, the toys aisle.
Clean up on every aisle inside this store, Satan resides. Wash it with the blood of Christ. It's needed here, so don't think twice. Dating with a Satanist. We all know this is the end. God is coming for revenge. Target is targeting my kids.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So, the irony, it's three grown-ass dudes in the kids aisle talking about groomers. It's fucking weird. Three grown ass dudes. Look. He's like, what the fuck is this toy? It's a toy, bro. Like, why are you holding up a random toy? They're going after our youth. This is, how is this going after the youth? What child can buy Prosecco, bro? It's a commemorative pride. House wine? House wine? This isn't even the kids section.
If you ain't mad yet, well, then you better be pissed. Let's protest until they close.
Let's protest until they close. You're in an aisle full of toys. In, like, probably the straightest aisle full of toys. Because it's obviously boys on one side, girls on the other.
The name gonna be missed. Why they got pride shirts in the kids' clothing section. Why they trying to mess with the kids and give misconceptions. They manipulating minds and making evil impressions. Got little boys tucking out by time they teens got depression.
We need to clean up on every aisle inside.
Anyway, but apparently this guy got exposed. Let's see the video.
So the MAGA Republicans are still going crazy about Target. I don't know how many times I need to see a video now of some MAGA Republican walking into Target and harassing people who work there because Target sells t-shirts with rainbows on them. I mean, imagine you decided to get a job at Target. You're probably barely making above minimum wage. You got the job so maybe you can feed your family. Maybe you can go on vacations with your family. Maybe you're paying for your kid to play football or softball or baseball or soccer or whatever. And you go to work and you're literally just trying to do your job, and some MAGA Republican walks in and starts to harass you and tells you that you're targeting kids or that you're a pedophile or that, you know, you need to take these pride signs down. You're literally just there trying to make ends meet, trying to do your job, and you have to be harassed by these petulant imbeciles. So the MAGA Republicans have now clinged on to this rapper who made this song about boycotting Target. Let's take a look at some of this song real quick.
Pushing agenda, promoting sexual genders. I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. You think that gay shit don't get you paid? Yeah, we gon' see. It's my alarm.
Yeah, enough of that. And of course the song is horrible, and it's full of nothing but bigotry and homophobia. And here's what's more sickening about Marjorie Taylor Greene reposting that song. I've heard Marjorie Taylor Greene call rap music trash. I've heard her blame rap music for problems in the black community. I've heard her blame death.
Yeah, she likes rap as long as it's homophobic. All you gotta do, it's her jam. Billboard Top 100 for Marjorie Taylor Greene is ranked according to level of transphobia and homophobia.
It's in Chicago on rap music. But of course, because this rapper is a bigoted homophobe, she's okay with reposting his music. Now, just to give you an even better look into how ignorant this rapper is, here's an interview he gave on Fox News recently.
I think it's just showing what the world needs. Like I said, you know, it all starts with the children. Somebody has to stand up for the kids.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I'm sorry to have to go to this, but what the fuck is his beard, bro? What'd you paint it on? How the fuck you get this perfect fucking square to be highlight your it's framing. You're using this square in your beard and your mouth to frame a tattoo on your chin? What does a tattoo say? Like, what's so important? And you got a Twitter sweatshirt? Come on, bro. You gotta have some better swag than that.
Somebody stand up for the children. That's where they start with, you know, this agenda with the younger group. They're easily manipulized.
Wait, say that again?
Manipulized by...
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. But I think the word you're looking for is manipulated. But I digress. I want to remind everyone that this is the Family Values Party that is promoting this rapper's music. This is the conservative Christian right that's promoting this rapper's music. Now, when this rapper isn't making bigoted songs about the LGBTQIA+ community, this next song is way more representative of what he typically makes. And trigger warning, this is a horrible song that promotes violence towards women.
Fuck you. I might even fuck a friend. Fuck you. I might even crush your friend.
What? That's fucking crazy. Never could I have thought it was this bad. It's like, fuck you. I might even crush your friend. What? Holy shit, this is so fucking abusive.
Hang yourself, it's the rope.
It looked like he was literally gonna murder her.
I don't know about you guys, but I would much rather my kids be exposed to t-shirts with rainbows on them in Target than that horrible song. And let's not forget, it's the conservative, Christian right, Family Values Party that is retweeting that rapper's music. And he has the nerve to go into Target and talk about protecting children when he makes songs like this. And that song gets worse because he goes on to actually murder that woman, wrap her in plastic, and throw her into a lake. But yet he wants to protect our children. And Marjorie Taylor Greene retweets that rapper's music. I mean, can this party get any more hypocritical? And again, my call to action is to get rid of these people, to vote them all out, to make sure we get to the polls and make sure that Marjorie Taylor Greene does not hold office for another term. These people are horrible. They're disgusting. They're bigots. They're homophobes. They're racist. They do not deserve to make decisions for the rest of us. Please, if you do not do anything else this upcoming election season, please help people register to vote. Please take people to the polls. Get rid of this bigoted, hypocritical, racist, homophobic party.
Damn. Fucking killed it. Terrific commentary. So, okay. Woke teenager. So are they suing Dinesh? Is that what's happening? I'm curious, because Dinesh is like a big TikToker, and he usually covers this whole situations like this.
Not a 10K down, miss.
Hello, Sarah Jane Comrie. Absolutely disgusting and revolting move you tried there. Shout out to those guys there who showed absolute restraint. This tactic is used on men of color quite often. And what's really scary about it is a lot of times these lies work and put the lives of men like the men you saw in that video in very real danger. While Sarah may have deleted her social media accounts, her husband did not. Hello, Sarah.
All right, guys. So we got to talk about the City Bike Karen situation once again. Yes, I know this comes after I told you guys yesterday that hopefully that was my last video, okay? That I was not making another video about this. But you guys in the comment section told me that, hey, actually, we do want you to keep talking about this because we want you to follow it to the end. Because, you know, the so-called City Bike Karen, a.k.a. Sarah Jane Connery's lawyer, claims that he is looking to sue mainstream liberal media outlets like, for example, Rashad Richie's outlet, TYT, for defamation against his client, who they went out of the way to dox, harass, send death threats to, and to ruin her life to the point where even her job had to place her on leave because some young black scholars accused her of trying to steal their city bike. Again, a story that should not have ever become a national news story, but it does because we live in times where race hustling is probably the most lucrative hustle in America right now, right? I mean, that's just what it is, okay? So people are going to turn this story into something that it should not have been, right? So with that being said, I'm doing exactly what you guys asked me to do, and I'm going to continue to follow this story, specifically the people who may or may not be sued for defamation, okay? And we got to talk about this TikToker by the name of That Dinesh guy, okay, takes credit for being the original doxer of Sarah Jane Comrie. Now, this guy supports the young black scholars. He believes their story, okay? He's one of these guys that's probably in denial, okay, about the fact that Sarah Jane Comrie proved her innocence, okay? He's believing the sister story, right, which again is ridiculous. But anyways, this guy's getting sued for doxing. However, despite being sued for doxing, he is currently not only still doubling down on believing the young black scholar's story, but also continuing to brag about being the original doxer of Miss Sarah Jane Comrie. Take a look.
Okay, I'm going to break this down one time, and I'm going to prove that it was never about the bike, and then I'm done talking about this until she faces consequences, or if I'm trying to raise more money for the victims. Let's watch it again. And keep in mind, I am the person who identified City Bike Karen. I did that. Me. The video went viral because of me. Before I posted her identity, no one else had heard about this. It was in all the news and everything referencing me who identified her. Some of you are easily influenced by a PR campaign because your brains are this small. There's two things we're going to prove here. One, that the boys are innocent, and that City Bike Karen is the aggressor. And two, we're going to learn that it was never about the bike. First of all, look at their body language. His hand is calmly on the bike that belongs to him that he's going to use. Remember, as soon as he scans the bike, the timer starts. He's there at the bike with his friends to use it. He wants to talk before he leaves because once he scans it, time starts. It does not mean it's not in his possession. When you grab the food from the grocery store and put it in your shopping cart, people can't run up and take it even though you haven't paid for it yet. It's still in your possession. People can't take things from your hands. You have to understand that. There's no reason for her to scream. He is not endangering her in any way. He's not touching her.
Hey, thanks for the $2. Appreciate you.
Please help me. Please help me.
She's nudging him. She's pushing him. She stole his phone.
Hey,
pushing him. So she's assaulting him several times and stole his phone. Now, why would she be screaming help when she doesn't need it? To scare them away. That's what she's doing. She's trying to yell help so they'll leave. We've seen so many Karens do this.
Yeah. Somebody help me.
Help her.
Central Park Karen, all these other Karens in history that have done this. This is the one thing we're always angry about. That's why the word Karen exists, because of these people. But anyway, go on.
You're not crying. Wait, you put it out. Hassan, you put it out.
This is my bike, from my account.
Please. All right, so why reset the bike?
I'm not resetting the bike.
It's his.
So you see, the savior came because her plan worked. She yelled help and somebody came to help.
This is my bike, crying. Stop crying.
But then after he sees the receipt, he tells her, get the fuck off the bike. It's not your bike. Even Reset Ken figured it out. She's crying for no reason. Oh, look, she turned it off.
Why was her sister's story ridiculous? She had receipts and everything, and it was always more about how she acted anyway. Yeah, but, you know, the other side of this conversation doesn't really care. Like, they don't really... I even said this in one of my videos. They've kind of, like, chosen or decided that she's like a martyr. She's been martyred. And they just essentially entrenched themselves in that. They don't want to have a conversation about this. That one Karen was choking a puppy with a leash. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that was during the pandemic. She really was a crazy person. You can't start an altercation like that, then cry for help. Yeah, I mean, there's been so much coverage of this whole situation. So many... I'm surprised that they're suing him. I wonder how they could prove that he doxed her when her actual badge was at the beginning of the video. Would she also have to sue the boys? Because her badge was in the video. And she notices this, and then she takes it off. You know? She didn't start anything. She paid for the bike. That's a whole conversation we've already had. I mean, that's fine. According to the sister, she did, but...
She turned off the crying. Screaming help, help when you don't need help is very dangerous. It's like screaming bomb on an airplane or fire on an engine. Absolutely necessary, and somebody could have seriously got hurt.
That's called the... Is it the heckler's veto? You see. No, there's something else. Screaming, fire, and a... There's a... There is a specific word for it. I don't remember it.
Absolutely responsible on her part. I'm furious about that.
Yeah, so he goes on to basically show that he doxed her, okay? He doxed her and that he was upset with her behavior, okay? But he never technically accused her of stealing the bike, okay? But regardless, her behavior is justified because the bike belonged to her, right? And if you had told her...
Yeah, the weird thing is that she's pregnant, right, in this situation. So she ended up, it's kind of weird why she's pregnant, like why she would just be so outwardly aggressive to try to get the bike when she's pregnant. That's one of the things that was weird to me, but you know, I understand she wanted that bike because it was an electric bike and it was probably going to be easier for her to bike home, right? It's still weird. Calling Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, somebody sent me that. Here, I'll just pull this up right now. It's on my fucking Facebook. So, I corrected the post. I found out much later that this happened. But I'll just fucking share the post and we can talk about this too. So, I have a Facebook page where I post stuff. See all these posts. Okay. So these posts are largely posted by AI. Like, with the exception of the videos, the reels and the videos that I post myself. The reels, that's me. I posted that. I posted this reel. I just posted all these. And then the interview. The vast majority of the other posts, all the picture and text posts are made by AI. Like, I literally have an AI and I just choose a post that the AI cross posts. And for some reason, the AI used the wrong pronoun for Dylan. And I didn't notice this until hours later. And then I just corrected it, obviously. I mean, anybody who fucking knows me, I made like 10 videos defending Dylan on the Bud Light thing. Like, you know that there's like... And like, if you're actually going to use this, Dennis, Def Noodles, it still says she. anyway, this post has been corrected as the initial attribution of Dylan Mulvaney contained the wrong pronouns. So yeah, I corrected it, and then I responded to one person. But yeah, I made like fucking 10 videos defending Dylan. I interviewed a trans creator today. Like, if you have any doubts, like, I've made videos making fun of, like, the Target boycott. If you have any doubts... That I'm for trans rights, that I'm like, I stand with like the LGBT community, all this shit. Like, you're like just speaking to a wall, essentially. Like, that's, you know, I feel like I've made enough videos defending the community and speaking about this from the perspective that you would expect me to speak from, for you guys to know that, like, this is... that I wouldn't do something like this on purpose. I could actually show you guys eventually. We could do like a class. I'll show you guys how to do AI and shit. If any of you are curious or would like to learn it. But yeah, that was that. That was like the AI probably pulled that in and did that. You know. Wrong. Nobody. Your AI. Bro, blaming it on AI. Bro. You don't have to believe me. I mean, if I was really about not doing the right thing, I would have, like, not corrected this and not taken the time to do this. Like, whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I just had, like I said, I had an hour-long conversation today with a trans creator. We talked about, you know, lactation, breastfeeding her child and all this stuff and the science behind it. And, like, if you actually know me, then you know what I stand for. If you're, like, one of these people who are just trying to, like, drum up shit, it's your problem. Honestly, that's just go talk to a fucking wall. It's corrected. You know, I clarified it here. It's been corrected. And yeah, I mean, I just have this shit. I literally just choose a post and I press a button and it does it for me. And that's why you see this, like, it's all within the same hour. Because I do this, it pumps out like 20, 30 posts within like 5 to 10 minutes. I just choose a post and they all go within the same time frame. So yeah, same thing here, you know. Anyway,
whole story to your audience instead of basically just skipping over the most important parts, which are the receipts, they would know that, right? And that behavior, when it is appropriate, which it wasn't that situation because it was her bike, technically it's her bike and the boy's trying to take it from her. If he's trying to take it from her, she has the right to scream for help. But apparently, again, if you're a white woman, you can't scream for help, okay? Even if, you know, an alleged crime is being committed against you.
But that's not the situation. She literally walked up and tried to take the bike. I want to know about the lawsuit. I don't want to hear this guy relitigate this whole shit. Where's the lawsuit?
Man, a TikToker with a large following who is more Connery, but because his whole platform apparently is built off of doxing, okay? Finding people, random people who misbehave in public, who he deems as misbehaving in public, that is, okay? Based off a video that he sees, and then he basically tries to reveal their identity and sends a mob to harass them. It's a pretty disgusting business model, and he's doing this on TikTok, allegedly, and he's been sued for it. So, without further ado, let's read about this. Dinesh... No, Servan, a TikToker with a large following who is more commonly known by his username, That Dinesh Guy, has been sued after he allegedly utilized the platform to harass and dox numerous people. He notably appeared to dox the pregnant Manhattan hospital worker who was smeared as, quote, a Karen by users on social media after an incident where a group of 5 young men prevented her from utilizing a city bike to ride home, claiming it was theirs to take. A lawsuit by plaintiffs Jennifer Coulter and Ralph Garmon on May 22nd alleges that no...
Oh, so he wasn't sued for that. He was sued for something totally different. That's so weird.
Shervin uses his TikTok account with 1.6 million followers as a fee for service online. And
why would they frame it as a whole city bike thing? I feel like they're just trying to get clicks.
Telephonic cyber stalking service to enrich himself with illicit profits to humiliate his victims and to mete out consequences that he deems appropriate. Yeah, again, an absolutely disgusting business model that I can't believe is allowed on TikTok, right? If this is what he's doing, allegedly this is what he's doing. They accuse No Shervin of being a prolific cyber stalker who often initially posts a chosen target's personal information to the public, including their name, employer, and contact information with the intention of getting others to go after them. The lawsuit notes that he promotes his cyber stalking service on his TikTok profile with a header reading, quote, need someone identified beside a link one can follow to pay him. Yeah, so this guy's getting paid, allegedly, to dox people, right? To dox people who he deems to be bad and needs to be harassed, okay? They need to have their lives ruined. Again, this is disgusting, man. I can't believe that there are people that make a living doing stuff like this. This is crazy. Nocharvan has doled out numerous labels to his targets in attempts to send his followers after them, including anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, and white supremacist. Yeah, so I think it's safe to say if you are being called any of these labels in 2023, that's a pretty good thing, right?
So this is like the worst written article. Sorry, post-millennial. Just, like, get to the fucking point. What's the law? What did he do? And after Nocharvan posted a video targeting. So this was in 2020. He's getting sued for a video from back to 2020. This is stupid. I thought this was about the City Bike Karen thing, because that's 90% of my comments are about, like, we're going to get sued. You get sued. Oh, Def Noodles, you get sued. You get sued. You get sued. It's my best impression of this. But it's the you're getting sued. By the way, somebody make this a soundbite or a meme. You get sued. You get sued. You get sued. Here, look at this. One of my favorite Conan bits ever. I fucking love Conan.
Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get
it. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Let's get
it. Let's go.
Let's get
it. Faster, it looks even better. Oh my god. Conan is a fucking genius.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, it 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 looks good.
Looks good.
I couldn't stop.
Looks good. You get sued. 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 That's what they... You get sued. I'm fucking up my whole computer just lapping the... You get sued. Fuck it. Sue these nuts.
Looks good.
Oh, it looks good.
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 Looks good.
I couldn't.
So stupid. Can we get more Pepe emojis? Yes, you can get more Pepe emojis. Let me. I'll upload them later. Oh my god. I can't take this viral couch debate. Fuck that.
I've been trying to fight the good fight, but you simps never learn. We got a panel who deserve nothing better than a porta potty cleaner. Yet, just like the sun will rise tomorrow, you simps will be in their DMs. I'm choosing
Da Vinci. I know exactly who you are. Okay, all right, Perocho. I assume it's you. You always come in here under a different name. I mean, when are you going to just get tired of this? When? Okay, every other day you come in here with a different username, pretending to be a different person, trolling in the comments. And you're not even getting banned anymore. Like, the mods aren't even, like, banning you. They're sick of your shit. And you just come in here. I assume it's this Perucho person, because they always come in here. It's always the same, like, way of writing, the same way of trolling. They, like, hyper-fixate on one thing, and they keep like, oh, no, you see that dish? Like, it really is sad. It really is. You just stop banning them. Let them, like, get this out of their system. Because I feel like at this point, mods, it's just therapy for them. They're just, like, getting therapy. They need, let us, well, I'll be your therapy session. Okay? All right? I'll be your therapy. You just unload on me, buddy. I know therapy's expensive, okay? But just unload on me. I'm free. I'm here. Okay? You did not get banned, Tokyo King. Unload on me. I'm here. Okay, keep unloading. I love it. More interactions make the stream... Oop, pardon me. Should not have eaten that chicken and rice. More interactions make the stream better. Do I want to be your therapist? Hey, I'm everybody's therapist. What's this rant about? I don't know. You tell me. What do you feel like ranting about today, Perucho? We're all going to listen to you, bro. We're all here. We're your support system, okay? This dude has come back to the stream with so many different names. It's almost comical. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. There's either one or a small group of them. Could be either one. Could be either one, but it is you gotta hand it to him. If it's one person, if it really is Perucho, you gotta hand it to him. The dedication to like even after not getting banned. I noticed the mods just like said, you know what, fuck this. They noticed that it was the same person coming back with the same different username every single day, but saying the same shit over and over again. and then and now it's just gotten to a point where like we just have that one insane person in the chat where everybody's like, oh yeah, that's the insane person. Just ignore and keep going. Yeah.
Violence and y'all on notice. Okay.
Small dick that's energy.
Oh, SD. Whoa, small dick
you
energy.
Hear that, Mike?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, let's talk about small dick energy really quick.
Okay.
Who here has ever used the term small dick energy besides you?
Well, you know.
I have and I regret it.
You have and you regret
it. Oh my God. They are all going to virtue signal about small dick energy after literally just bringing it up as a fucking joke. Really?
Okay. Yes. What about you, small dick energy user?
I'm not a fan of the phrase personally.
What about you, small dick energy user?
I think it's a metaphor.
Not literally, I guess.
It's a metaphor, but it means something still.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is that if you're, as a woman, going to ask for men not to...
Hold up, I got somebody at the door. Give me one sec.
...objectify your body, it's hard to go and then objectify
their agree.
Body and
Preach.
Belittle it.
Oh, I agree.
So that's just kind of... What?
No, you talk. Sorry.
But yeah that's just kind of my issue with it. Yeah. And my friend actually brought it up to me because we were sitting together and I just threw out the phrase. I was talking about some guy. And then he was just like, don't you find that like a little offensive? And I was like, oh, you're right. But that is kind of like he went. It was just funny. He went into this whole thing about how he was pissed about it.
What about big energy? That's the more common one you hear.
It's not real.
Oh.
You don't have to actually have a big. To have big energy though, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's just the energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it presupposes that if you're attaching a body part, which tends to be something that a lot of men are insecure about, to confidence, essentially.
It 100% is true though. You don't see a guy, there's a reason why there's that whole meme about overcompensating, guys getting big cars, expensive cars, sports cars. 99% of the times, those guys have tiny penises. That's just the way it works. Nothing wrong with having tiny penis, but it's just a guy trying to show how big of a man he is by the things he can acquire and buy. Okay? It's just what it is. I've seen a lot of those guys at the gym. I've dated women who have said the same thing. Okay? There's a reason why that exists. Yes, some of this shit is fucked up. It's a fucked up stereotype, but it exists for a reason. Okay? Because there's some truth to it. Small dick energy is a thing. Is it weird to use it in a derogatory way? I feel like guys can take it. Guys can fucking take it. You got one guy here pontificating about this with a table full of women. I mean, all the women are going to feel bad about this. Naturally. They're going to feel like, oh shit, we're making fun of a guy's small dick? Oh my God. And the guy's going to be just like pushing them because this conversation is funny to him. He's like kind of a dick. But it's like, I feel like most guys can take it, honestly.
So for example, who here is for body positivity? Show of hands. Ish, kind of.
So three women, this woman's unsure. Look at her. She's like, should I be on body positivity? This is so funny. Look at them. She's like, she like raised her hand.
Kind of.
And she's like, oh. Oh my God. This is so funny.
So I don't know. I'd like to propose some new terms to the table. What do you think of loose energy?
Loose.
I mean, isn't that an actual like... Yeah, but the connotation's a little different. That is an actual thing that guys will shame women for that, but the connotation is totally different. The small dick energy thing is essentially saying that you're overcompensating, that you lack confidence. To say that a woman has like the whatever he said, whatever word he said, like a spread open vagina, like that. The implication is that she's like she sleeps around. Like you're essentially calling her like, you know, a slut. It's like a way of calling, like, you know, which is you're trying to shame her. It's like it's like a totally different thing. Because men with small dick can still, like, it's just weird. It's a totally different, it's a false equivalence. It's not the same thing. I'm trying to think of what would actually be similar in this situation. Men like this don't hide their absolute hate for women, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's an equivalent to small dick energy for women that isn't directly calling a woman a slut. There isn't. There isn't one that just is like uses the body part to talk about their confidence. There isn't. Not that I can think of. Butterface. Butterface is different, though. Butterface is like, it's like a backhanded compliment, right? But it doesn't say, butterface is like, for anybody who may not know, it's like a woman with a good body, butterface. You know, like she's not attractive in the face. And that's like, it's still derogatory, way more than small dick energy. Because it's implying that the only value that the woman has is on her face, right? Is having an attractive face. So, yeah, like a man can still have small dick energy, but it's like he just doesn't have confidence. But a lot of those guys express their lack of confidence by overcompensating, by buying shit. It's like, it's different than like saying, oh, she has a loose vag. Like, you're just slut shaming her. There's no equivalent. There's no like insult to a woman like that that only speaks to her confidence. You know what I mean? Personality is way more important. I agree. I've been called butterface by a guy with a small dick energy. He was begging me and he got slapped, negging. Yeah, I mean, sounds like he deserved it. Negging is like annoying as fuck. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think if there's anything, an insult to a woman, like all the insults to women, like directly go and attack their sexuality and like just place all the value that they have on their appearance. Gold digger energy, maybe? Yeah, but that would still, a gold digger, the concept of a gold digger, if you think about it, it's a woman who's using her sexuality to get money out of mostly an older man in most cases, right? So it's still putting it on sexuality. I don't think there's an equivalent. Like every insult towards a woman. So like he's just drawing false equivalencies here.
Pussy energy.
Yeah.
I think women who do anything that would be okay or seen as cool for men to do. And what would that be? Like, is there a term for it?
It's giving 3-0-fo.
I think too, like at the end of the day, if you have to insult either side, if you have to insult someone in order to get a point across, your point probably isn't that strong.
Sure, I agree with that.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is that insults are just a part of communication. They're a part of the vernacular. People use it all the time in different ways. Sometimes even insults sometimes even statements that sound really profound or whatever, it's just like a fucking insult. And you read it 10 times, you're like, oh, actually, he's making fun of this, you know? It's definitely a false equivalency. That's the thing, like people try to keep insults out of this erudite philosophical conversation, and you automatically lose it if you use the insult. And like, yeah, I mean, if the rules of engagement were set up before that you can't use insults, then yeah, that's fine. You just don't do it. But like in most conversations, like insults happen regardless. And sometimes people, like in moments where people connect the most, they just like both connect on the act of insulting something that they both dislike or despise, right? So it becomes like almost a game of outdoing the other insult. Playing the field or being a partner, a player, because women are labeled derogatory things for having sex. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing of like, yeah, with guys being players. Yeah. Sometimes people talk circles around other people to insult them on purpose because they're mean-spirited.
So I'm not a fan of those like kind of terms personally, but I think that it is like thrown around, especially in our online culture where people aren't looking each other in the eye. And
is there something wrong with my mixer?
Like, you know, they feel kind of empowered when they insult.
Hold up. Let me restart my mixer real quick. I've got a water bottle here. Let me see. Is this working?
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Cavernous vag energy. Who's for it?
What? That's like implying that she takes a bunch of dicks. It's a totally different thing. It goes straight to the sexual. Well, there is an implication that, yeah, you have a small dick. Like, I've heard plenty of women say this, that it doesn't matter the size of the dick, it's how you use it, right? So the small dick energy doesn't even apply to that the dick is ineffective. It just speaks on the lack of confidence that somebody has. I'm talking about dicks way too much. Holy shit.
What does that even mean?
I mean, cavernous?
Not really.
Caving?
Doesn't it flow off the
cavernous,
tongue?
Cavernous. Like,
oh,
a cave.
It's like a synonym.
Cavernous badge energy.
Would the big energy like parallel?
Imagine Dennis at parties. Oh, I guess they got banned. I didn't even have a start. I'm starting to read their comments. Jesus. Where is it? Can I read it? Because it looked kind of funny. Anyway. All right, Parocha. I mean, I have a party here every night. So I'm a big bore.
Hello, would that be pussy energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like
T-E-E. Right?
Yeah.
I guess like the equivalent, there would be one equivalent. Like big dick energy would be like big titty energy. You know? Those are like the equivalents. That actually, to me, I don't know. What do you think, chat? Like two, that would be like an equivalent. Or BBL, like big butt energy. That could be like that. That goes like big butt, big dick.
The energy, I guess. I get my issue,
but there isn't one for the small dick one. I feel like there isn't a direct equivalent.
Issue with it, with that term, isn't it? So.
Oh, it doesn't show up on my chat right here. It just disappeared. I was trying to see it on the screen. Maybe if I go back.
Casually thrown around, you could. In most circles, you can probably throw around big energy, like it's perfectly acceptable. Mm-hmm. But if you were to like say type the energy,
mm-hmm.
that's probably gonna like
look at you.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, that's.
Yeah, no, you're right. I had never thought about like big energy. Also, kind of, I had thought about it for small dick energy, but I had never thought about it for big dick energy.
Well,
I
think it's small energy is worse because.
Yes. But it's
I think
still
they're
like
both bad,
you're placing importance on somebody's body parts. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But like, in society, they do that anyway. Like, men are still going to do that to women.
Do what?
Talk about our bodies and.
Sure. Probably.
I feel like women talk about men's bodies all the time. Like, I hear all the time.
A little closer,
you know,
to the mic.
I always hear people talk about, like, man's height is, like, a huge thing. That, like, oh, I would never date someone below 6 feet. And, like, that's the equivalent, I feel like, of a man saying, of, like, talking about, like, a woman's weight or something. Yeah.
Okay. I think you owe an apology to Mike Davis saying
listen,
he has.
He wanted to.
Oh, he was just trying to defend his friend because she insulted his friend. Oh my God. All right.
If you want.
And
you can.
I wasn't trying to say the phrase as in that way. You guys made me think of it differently, but I was just saying the phrase as a metaphor, not thinking about actually like the size of, you know, your thing. You probably have a great, huge. Thing.
Okay.
What exactly does like small?
The energy's
dick
off.
Energy
the energy is bad.
Okay.
That's
I have
it.
The answer to this one.
Okay.
It has to, like, originate.
Small dick energy is derogatory. I've never used this term around my guy friends. Yeah, it's derogatory, but they're it different. I mean, I guess I got caught up in the weeds a little bit of the conversation. It was more of like we were talking about a minute ago about how there is no equivalent to it when it comes to women, right? How all the insults toward women, because he was trying to talk about how it's derogatory, but he was like bringing up all these examples of insults towards women, but none of them are an actual equivalence. Because yeah, while small dick energy does talk about a body part, it's more of a reflection of a guy's confidence, right? That's what you think of. You don't just think of like a tiny penis. You think of a guy who's like desperately overcompensating, right? And what are the ways that traditionally, like, you can see in movies of guys overcompensating for having small dicks, buying big cars, buying sports cars, spending a lot of money on things. And yeah, you know, body shaming is never a good idea. Yeah.
From the fact that if you have like if you're extremely like tiny or like you have a.
But I got to be honest with you. Sometimes it can't be funny. Okay. And anybody who says otherwise has never been in a situation where somebody said that at the right moment and everybody in the room laughed. Okay? Or they're lying. Because, yeah, it's fucked up, but there are moments, there are moments where it's funny. If it's done properly. And with tact and with the right moment, timing.
Really insecure about your size. Uh-huh. When you sleep with people, you're gonna act a certain way. Like when you have your one night stands,
like insecure,
you're gonna act a certain way so that they don't talk about it. Like if you're insecure about your size, what are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna treat the bitches that you slip can have one night stands with like shit? Because because you're like nervous that they're gonna go talk. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it has to come from how those people feel. If anything, and then big dick energy is like just confidence, like flowing, like
which is
childbirth is fucking crazy. I saw a video on my timeline today. This woman was like, the baby was like stuck, and I guess the placenta or something was around the baby's head, and it just looked like the baby had on like this plastic watered up helmet, and they were trying to like desperately get him out, and like it was the craziest shit. Giving birth is the female equivalent of going to war for guys. Because it's 9 months. You go on a tour. You're going on that tour. Okay? There are some women who don't come back, unfortunately. But you're going on tour. And you're going to come back a different woman. Okay? And you may have some PTSD. Freddy Krueger, baby. Coming up next. It's Huber. Okay. All right. I'm going to play some of this Red Pill Bachelor, and I'll be right back. Yeah. This fucking cringe-ass show. Wait, is there a shorter clip? I want to show something shorter. Because I do want to watch the Joe Rogan clip before we get started. Oh, have you guys watched that Trisha podcast? I haven't watched it. I haven't watched anything with Trisha in fucking months. Podcast. Oh, my God. Okay, let me put this up. I don't even know what the fuck this is. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Yes. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of this. Oh, the birth video in health class. I'm gonna play some of this. I'll be right
podcast,
back. Yeah?
This podcast is called Oversharing.
Oversharing, such a good name.
Oh my God, Trisha! I haven't seen Trisha in so long.
For us,
this
for
is
you
a
and,
good one. Yeah, this is good.
You and I have both had a very long relationship with the internet. And how long have you? I think you've been on longer than me.
January 4th, 2007 was my first.
Why are they dressed like they're in Chicago, like the musical, not the city?
I was 2008.
Oh,
so
really?
You were longer than me. Oh, yes. God,
it's crazy to be on that.
I haven't seen anything Trisha in like fucking months. Like months. I have purposely avoided it. Gotta be honest with you. But I haven't seen anything Trisha in like months.
That long. It's like 16 years for me, which is like insane.
So insane. We wanted to do oversharing because we both have overshared our whole lives on the internet. Like, obviously, y'all have seen us cry a lot on the internet, both of us individually. And we've had very different careers on the internet. We've both had, you know, very separate, very different careers, but somehow we've both ended up on the floor crying a lot also.
Yeah.
And we've always been friends. We've always like known each other and been friends and whatever, but never been like close.
Yeah, never deep. We never got like deep with each other. Recent, since I became like, when I became a mom, like we've been closer, but.
Yeah, but every time we are around each other, which has been rare in the last decade.
Yeah.
We don't stop talking. Like we just talk nonstop. We love doing mukbangs together. And we mentioned like, what if we did a podcast? And a lot of you got excited and we got excited and we were just like, well, what if we just do it? So it is a podcast, but it's also kind of just like us just doing this.
Yeah, we don't have like anybody, any company, any spot, like nothing. We like literally put this together in like my basement and then we're like, let's dress up in costume. I don't know, we just kind of like threw it all together.
Because the reason it took so long is because we've talked about doing this since like December, since we got together to do the mukbang at my house. And then we were like, what if we did a podcast? This would be so fun. So we've been talking about it and like hoping and waiting that someone would do it with us. And then finally we were like, why don't we just do it ourselves? And like, you know, I'm sure people would maybe do it with us, but we're like, let's just do it ourselves.
We
and have
had
fun
some
with
people.
It.
Yeah. There was some like companies that were there, but then we're kind of like, oh, you know, we kind of didn't know. So we're like, let's just do it ourselves. Cause we didn't know what we wanted to do either. Like you said, is this a collab channel where it's like O2L where we're like just posting like mukbangs together. Cause we don't know. Maybe this won't be a podcast every week. Maybe it will be.
We think with this, honestly, like if we're being totally honest with you guys, this could be the only video that ever gets posted on this channel.
Which is why we wanted to go full out.
Yeah. Cause we were like, let's go full out. Let's do costumes and like photo shoot and everything, because like, what if we never do it again? Because we don't even know what this is. We just know that we like to talk and hang out and dress up, and we both love theater and we both love being moms, and we're like, let's just do it and see what happens. So anyway, all that to say, when we were coming up with names, one of the names was like something about cockroaches, because we just won't die.
List. You had like 20.
I had a list. I was like so excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of them was something about cockroaches, because we just won't die on the internet. Like,
we're here forever.
No matter how many times people are like, oh, get off the internet. We're like, we're here to stay. We love it.
Yes.
And like, we love being, we can't die. Like, no matter how many times you crush us and stomp on us and try to like, you know, burn us down, we're just like, I'm a cockroach and I'm never leaving.
Until we actually die. One day we'll die.
Yeah,
but
we will.
But our videos will live on forever. This podcast will stay forever.
Just this one episode.
We're manifestors. We're gonna manifest.
Oh, that's another thing. We're trying to manifest. That's how this happened.
Okay, yeah, that is true.
Because it kind of like went away and we were like, oh, we're not gonna do it. Whatever. You know, it's not gonna happen. And we just got busy. And then finally one day we're like, let's just manifest positivity and goodness, because like things weren't really going right in either of our lives at that point.
Weird.
We both kind of just like the same day, just kind of having like a rough time. And then it was like, let's just manifest goodness and positivity and just like things happening. And then it happened.
It's crazy because like, it was weird because like in my head, I always see you as like doing so much and doing everything. And it's this one, you're like, oh yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know where it's next in my career. And then I'm going to stuck. I'm like, oh my God, that's what I've been feeling. Cause when you've done it for so long doing YouTube, and we've done totally different things, but it's like when you did it for so long, you're like, what's the next move? What's the next thing that's going to like inspire us? Right. Cause like YouTube is fun. I still post every single day and like, you know, it's fun for me, but it's like, what's going to inspire us? And like, this is when you said dress up, and today doing the photo shoot with you, I was like, this is like my soulmate. So literally the only other person to do that was Moses for me. So that's why I was like, oh my God, it's like my platonic soulmate
Because like first of all, I love theater, so anything else, so we haven't even said, we're literally dressed like Chicago,
so
we're
much.
So bad at this, like this is the worst podcast, but like, who cares? So what made me want to do it is that like, I don't care if it is something for career or not. To me, like, it was like, okay, I don't care if this ends up being a podcast, collab channel, nothingness, whatever, like let's just have fun. Like, that kind of was both of our motivations for this, is like, we're feeling kind of like stuck and like, what's next for us, whatever. And then we're like, who cares? Like, let's just like do something that's fun for us, that we enjoy, that we love, and just hang out and talk and dress up. Like,
Perucho, welcome back to the chat. We miss you. Okay, you are loved. This is your safe space. Okay, my shirt is hilarious. Thank you. I've been getting love from Hasbulla, his Twitter account. I've been sharing pictures of this. He follows me, first off, on Twitter or his fan page. I don't know if it's his fan page or his account, but he follows me. So, yes, free Hasbulla.
Why not?
And it's creative.
If people watch it, cool. And if they don't, who cares? Like, it's just something creative and fun for us to do. And so we are.
Get it out of your chest, Perucho. Get it out. We're all here. We're all going to listen to you.
Our dress today, we're trying to think of different, like...
Oh, my God. He just disappeared. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Poor Perucho. He just, like, that whoosh, just disappeared like a ghost.
Women, like, duos throughout history.
List too. We still have a list of...
Yes.
Because I was like, let's do this. We were sending each other emails, like, back in January of, like, reference photos. When yeah, I think you had Romy and Michelle, which is, like, one of my favorites. Yes, and I was like, oh, my God,
yeah. Should we do that next?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay. Wait, which one would you want to be? That's the thing.
I don't care. Either one.
We're both, like... Because we're saying, too, like, with Wicked, you're like, we'll both be Glinda. Although, I want to be Elphaba because I've never done an Elphaba cosplay. So
well,
I, like,
then you can do that.
Yeah, because I've done so many Glindas. But,
sure. I'm just not a very good blonde. And I also...
Is Trisha wearing that wig? I don't know. I don't know if that wig is wearing. I think I honestly. Good. Good. Does Trisha still go by they them? Is that still Trisha's thing?
Such a good blonde. Hello, no. You're but such a good blonde.
I also thought that this would have been switched. Like, when we brought up Roxy and Velma, I was like, oh, I think I guess I would be Velma and she'd be Roxy because blonde and brunette. But then right. I'm kind of living for this.
I love the switch. I love this. When you were blonde, I was like, oh my gosh, this is everything. Well, also, you are like... Well, I was watching it last night and I was like, okay, so first of all, you're kind of like the Roxy in general, like just like the look and the vibe. But Velma, you're more so because she's like the established like star, and Roxy's just like, I want to be you. And then like Velma's like, no, I'm too big of a star for you or whatever. And that's how I felt like with us. And then the canceling, Chicago like canceling, they like kill their like husband. So every time you kill like a husband, like, you know, that's like the cancel and then come back or whatever. Like, yeah. That. So like we've both been like,
it's like, I don't know. They use it. They use the murder as like, fine, you're going to all cancel me and put me in prison, then I'll get famous.
Yeah, I know.
It's like so wild.
But I never thought of you as canceled at all. Ever when you told me on our last clap, you're like, yeah, like there's like, you know, people that like leave hate comments, like what, like, you know, and then I like whatever.
I think if you're on the internet, like it's just gonna happen, yeah. You know, and I've been on the internet a long time, and I don't, you know, not everyone's gonna like everyone. That's just like how the world works. It's not just the internet, but like people just are not gonna like you in general sometimes, and they find things no matter what. I'm not a perfect person, girl. Like, yeah. I'm obviously no one is. Like, I mess up all the time. I'm learning. I'm just a disaster constantly. But like, I do feel like I'm always trying.
You guys, be nice to Trisha in the chat, huh?
Trying to like learn and grow and be better. And I definitely see that in you, like, thank especially you. Since you become a mom, like, yeah. Really trying to grow and learn and you know, be the best you can be for your daughter, yeah. And for you. And like, and I think that's a...
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, this is as much as I can take. This, I cannot take any more of this, okay? I'm sorry.
Stop. Looks good.
Looks, oh, it good. Looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, it 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 looks good.
Looks good.
I couldn't stop.
I can take that all day. Just put it in a pipe and shove it up me.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
I'm really glad how you covered it in this documentary about Three Mile Island and Chernobyl and Fukushima. We have these ideas in our mind about the dangers of nuclear power. And I love the analogy that you made in the film about how driving a car is not scary, but it's dangerous. Flying in a plane feels scary, but it's far safer.
Yeah.
And this is a great analogy to nuclear power.
The reason why that's not going to be frenemies and it's never going to be frenemies is because the dynamic that Ethan and Trisha had was unique. Okay. First off, Trisha would say anything, and Ethan would just insult her. Like, I don't think Colleen Ballinger is going to do that, okay? And Ethan would call out the smallest things that Trisha would do and just extrapolate on it. It was really good. For a moment there, I think everybody in the pandemic, it helped get everybody through a really dark time in the pandemic, but that show's over. That ship has sailed, folks, okay? Frenemies is over. Ethan and Trish is no more. They are now brother and sister-in-law. Okay, but it's over. That ship has long sailed. Let it stay in the past.
When you went over the data, when you talked about the amount of deaths from coal every year, when you talk about the amount of deaths...
Plus, Ethan has a button now, and 95% of the show would be buttoned. So that's the irony of that whole show, because it was the opposite of that. Ethan was kind of Trisha's button, because Trisha would say, remember Trisha said, like, she said stuff, of, like, she legitimately said conspiracy theories on the show
unironically, as though it were like the truth. Like, and she even said, is gravity even a thing? Like, didn't she have a whole bit about, is gravity even a thing?
Overall, ever from nuclear. It's stunning.
It is.
It's stunning. Yeah. And when you...
Those shows weren't live, though. There were one or two that were live. The interview with Jeff was live. I remember one or two of them were live. Yeah, but they weren't... The majority of them were not live. No.
You cut to... In the documentary, you showed the anti-nuclear movement that happened after Three Mile Island.
Yeah.
And how crazy it was. There's all these stars and celebrities, and they're doing concerts. We've got to stop nuclear power, and what a mess.
That happens when a fad, I mean, becomes fashionable. And yeah. It was a very successful movement. You're talking about the negatives here, mm-hmm. and the accidents, and... We cover all that in the film, which is called Nuclear Now. And the idea that was behind it was because I really was like you. I mean, I went along with those things in the 70s and the 80s because mm-hmm. I didn't know better. I wasn't educated. I really wanted to know, what is nuclear power? I wanted to go back to the source. And you got to go back to the beginning, and you got to go back to Marie Curie and Albert Einstein and World War II and all how it got developed. This nuclear energy is a beautiful, incredible, almost a miracle that was given to us that we have in Earth. It's in the Earth, uranium. It's everywhere, the planet, the Earth, the sun. And we, in a sense, we took it like Prometheus, and we kind of misinterpreted it.
All right, Oliver Stone, you're putting me to fucking bed, bro. Come on, Jesus.
Bert, right.
Oh,
you can
okay.
call me Hubie.
Hubie,
yeah, eventually Hubby. When we get okay. to that point. Where are you from?
Wow, okay.
These shoes, they're cute.
Yeah, they're nice.
I feel like James Bond or like a... So I've been drinking whiskey on the rocks.
Okay. Nice.
My God, this guy is so fucking cringe. You want to see what Sneeko's been up to?
Actually, we would make a great double date. I like you on the left, and I think Zerka likes the girl on the right.
They're both on the left. What up, girls? I want to kiss you guys.
How old are you?
What the fuck?
I got that white bitch smiling. Let's go.
Stop. How old are you guys?
Underage. Well, you just...
Right.
Yeah,
like, how underage, though?
Like, how underage?
Like, your birthday's next week type shit?
Like, we can't go to Starbucks, white bitch?
And I will be turning 15 in a month. Change my
state of mind. Ladies and gentlemen. Love so hard to find. We got him.
Bro.
Gay people.
So that's the whole thing. Just get Sneeko, a 15-year-old, and then Chris Hansen on the other side of the room. It's a wrap.
Bisexual, trans.
Yeah, I love everybody.
You love everybody?
Yeah, I believe in love speech. You jumped on an old guy?
Yeah, because he was hard to be my friend.
Women are insane. This is why women are crazy. I'm literally older than you, and you're calling me a baby. You're drinking vodka right now.
Yeah.
You woke up an hour ago.
I know. Well.
You want to tame a drug dealer?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I'm starting to notice in the chat, like, there's some folks who want to troll but don't want to use their actual accounts, or they've been banned, and they don't realize that they have certain ways that they communicate that it's like so easy to like know who they are. There's only about 4 people who call me Denny. And in the chat that I've ever seen in the chat, it is so fucking hysterical to see it and know and kind of have an idea of who it could be.
Yeah.
But. So what is a red flag with you?
What up, guys? Welcome to the Just Pearly Things.
Oh my God, Pearl. No. Why do you have to make cringe videos like this?
YouTube channel, and welcome to season one, episode two of the Red Pill Bachelor. Welcome, Sneeka.
Today, find love.
Today we're here to help you find love.
Okay.
I know you want multiple wives.
Four,
yeah. So I'm trying to help you find one of the four. Mm-hmm. Maybe two of the four, you know?
That's very hopeful. We're in London.
This is so cringe. I can't even, there's like, who would fucking watch this? Like, who is like legitimately, unironically saying, yeah, I want to watch Nico just, you know, raise up some girls. Like, who the fuck is unironically watching this? Who the fuck? Wait, you watch Sneeko unironically? I swear to God, I'm gonna post this all over the internet unless you address it now. Post it. I don't give a flying fuck. Does anybody still watch their podcast? There was one point they were doing. Yeah, they got a huge viewership. I'm wondering what they talk about though. Like most of their podcasts, I went through a phase where I watched Unfiltered. It was like an interesting podcast, but most of the podcasts are just like, I don't know. So it's like them just talking about how fucking drunk they were and all the stupid shit they did. It's like there's only so much that you can talk about that. It's like, oh, look at how stupid I am. I got drunk and I fucking crashed a car. They're canceling Lululemon now? Lululemon! Why men should pay for the first date? Oh, I opened the Jake Paul thing.
Like a whole zip code as a record.
Like he's never actually beat someone good.
Yo, you gotta stop saying that!
I said I was not going to say it, but you do have a type.
So they have both of their siblings here? They have Mike's sister and Jake Paul.
What's the type? Whoa.
Like, Giovanni thinks you're gonna die before me.
Bro, and you know what's scary? I think that man knows something we don't.
I haven't watched bleep, in a minute. I want to see the Theo Von shit. Conor McGregor calls Jake a donkey. But actually, speaking of Conor, this is one thing that's interesting. Conor McGregor. He sent this message. This was so fucking funny. He sent this message to... where the fuck is it? Did he delete it? No, come on, Conor. Fuck. Why would he delete it? That shit was so fucking funny. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth finding it, okay? That shit was fucking... Here we go.
Mr. Estrogen. What's happening? Bitch tits. Five fucking bitch tits. Who the fuck are you? You little Bourne's victim looking thing. Fuck me, man. Who scalded you with a kettle? You fat fuck.
Who scalded you with a kettle? Bro, his insults. That's like some straight up Irish shit. We got anybody from Ireland here? Is that like an Irish? Is that like an insult in Ireland? Like, Who scalded you with a kettle?
You little feminine pussy of a thing. I fuck pussy, yeah? Keep my name out of your mouth, you stupid cunt. Sick of seeing your old fat bone face. Scaldy fat estrogen head. Oh my god, you can't understand what I'm saying, can you not, pal? You've got subtitles under the fucking thing saying exactly what I'm saying. So what are you saying, you little fat no-name? Mr. Estrogen, what's happening?
That's, Logan Paul training with Israel Adesanya.
Conor McGregor still called you a donkey. Do you have any feelings on that specifically? Do you feel like you in any way resemble a bovine creature? And you know, like he said, you kick like a donkey. Do you smell bad?
Sorry, what?
I'd like him to answer the question.
I would say I definitely got some kick.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That was funny. That was a funny question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I think Conor McGregor's funny as fuck.
He's hilarious.
Like when I watch him like talk shit about me. And he's like, oh yeah, the lad, he's a bit windy. He's a bit windy and he's a fucking donkey. And I was just
like,
I don't know how to do it. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, yeah.
What happened to George? They got rid of George. We can watch that. George made a whole podcast talking about it. Let me see. George. Logan Paul. So remember I said that Logan would eventually fire George because of the whole religion thing? Yeah, that's what happened. He got straight up fired. He got dumped. I'm wondering what the episode is. Did he take it down? He does talk about it in an episode. He had Brendan Schaub on. And Brian Callen. Which one was it? Oh, this wasn't the actual one. This was like, he was making fun of the situation here. This says, why George Janko is not on Impulsive. But this was, I mean, he got dropped from Impulsive like maybe 2 weeks ago. No, maybe more, 3-4 weeks ago. George lasted longer than I imagined he would. Logan is very quick to get rid of his co-hosts. Very, very quick. But, you know, it's his show. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Guess what, Connor? I'll beat.
What did he say about religion? Well, he had a whole conversation with Logan about religion. And Logan was like, oh, you believe in God too much. Like, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but he was like, oh, God. And then Logan got, like, fucking crazy canceled because he was talking shit on Christianity. And if I remember this correctly, he may have made some comments about Islam, too. But I think it was mostly Christianity. He got so fucking crazy. It was around the time his crypto scandal happened, you know. And lo and behold, at the time in my video, I said, he's gonna drop George real quick as soon as all of this blows over. Lo and behold, 2.5 months later, George no longer on the podcast. He was like appearing less and less, and then they just dropped him like middle of April. No answer. And then they replaced him with Jeff. And they did a whole episode. Yeah, we can even look at it. Shit, this shit's actually boring, this shit. Well, here we go. Jeff joins Impulsive. Here we go.
Of course. Didn't stop. No, you can stop.
Can I get that side?
Yeah, man. No. How's that sound, dude? You're lucky you're even on this couch. You should have had to go through the same things as everybody else. Behind the camera first, then the sound guy, then to the
That's
show.
That's not true. That's not how this works.
That is.
No, it's typically a
ladder.
It's you got to do certain things and make it to the next rung.
You have
initiation.
You have no idea what
Bro,
I had
I'm
to
taking
just
that
shut
spot.
Up.
I'll have that
Listen
spot
to
in
me.
A month.
Listen
within a month.
Me. Listen to me. You have no idea.
And now he's not even on the podcast anymore. I mean, he's done some episodes, but he's not really. I think they just had him as a guest.
Yeah. what I had to do.
I think everything is transactional with the Paul brothers. Everything in LA is transactional.
To get on this couch.
Oh, I know. I know what you did.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one blow podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you're not subscribed, I mean, whatever, dude, whatever. We just did a podcast with David Blaine. Let me tell you something about that guy.
That's the sound effect.
If I had to make a sound effect.
Well, how do we say it like in a neat package?
Evil,
way?
Evil.
No. That's not.
Nah, fuck that. All right, fuck you, Jeff. You're going to call David Blaine evil? Suck a dick. Sorry, I like Jeff, but that's fucked. I like David Blaine. You guys know this. I'm a big David Blaine stan. David Blaine is not evil.
Me and been kind of crazy because I was really in kind of like panic mode because I haven't seen that kind of performance with my channel in a long time.
It's like, yeah, you're getting like 350 million views a month.
Well, now. Now I know what my business is worth. Should I sell it now? Should I sell out? So I reached out to a few companies and see what they had to offer. And one company was like $10 million. Another one was like $12 million. Another one was like, just name your price. And I was like, I'll do it.
You were thinking about selling.
I was really thinking about just going selling out and just basically just quitting YouTube.
Yeah, that's Daily Dose of Internet. I've heard of other people who sold their channels. I don't know how he would sell his. I know people who have bought channels. The channel almost immediately within a year dies. Just because it's like, unless they keep the exact same business model and exact same format for videos, then it could survive if like the audience doesn't notice. You know, with AI, you could probably figure out a way to keep this up. Like just have somebody with the same voice. You won't even have to pay him. I mean, I think he has the rights to his voice. So maybe he could have a court case there if you bought the channel and then kept using an AI version of his voice. But you could keep the channel going. Just write a script or just find his channel, you know, just got to find the right clips and then do the voiceover. This is your Daily Dose of Internet. You know? People have sold their channels. Yeah, they've sold it before. There's a way to do it. You can't sell it individual to individual. The way to sell a YouTube channel is you have to put it under a company, and you have to sell the company, and then whoever buys the company is now in possession of your channel. That's how you do it. His voice is that on that AI site you sent me? Huh. Interesting. Yeah, so you could easily keep this business going without the audience even knowing, unless he has some kind of trademark on his voice, you know? Oh, Scandoval. Scandoval! Da-da-da-da. Anybody following Scandoval? I followed it a bit. I fell asleep during the first part of the reunion. I don't know. But I have been following it mostly. Looks like we made it. Huh? Some weirdos on the internet, bro. They went in on Sandoval as soon as he tried to cry. No way! Okay, yes, I did fall asleep. All right, I gotta rewatch it. I know there's a part two coming out. I'll rewatch it. I'll give you guys a full breakdown, my opinions. People have been tagging me, asking me for my opinions. I'll let you know. In the meantime, I want to let you know that I got to go. Yes, I got to go, because it's about that time. It's about that time. I want to thank you and you and you. Thank you for stopping by. I appreciate every single one of you. Hope you're having a terrific evening. Okay? And love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.